construction projects, rework is every time, but I think it's 1 in 50, there's like water problems, like a pipe is misinstalled,
yeah,
and that's like tens of thousands of dollars of cost.
Yeah.
Right, and like you could have just detected that at the install stage. So that'd be the ultimate goal, is like some device can detect when there's like a yellow flag, and obviously the send it into the cloud and have to further review for something like major. But I think that's like our path. We're avoiding behavior change to start. And that's just like, we're just like punting on the pain. Like getting people to wear devices is actually a natural thing.
Actually, yeah, so this really, really well. So one of our neighbor in Hillsborough, Lily, her family is very big in commercial and private real estate in Bay Area. They own a bunch of houses in Hillsborough and also commercial real estate. Her parents just like do a lot of buildings, and they also have a manufacturer site to do like the construction, like material, a bunch of things. So she told me like this is like the moment when she saw this device without me saying any single word, she saw my words to her party, and she's like, wow, this will be so useful for my family business. She's like, we want the construction worker to bring this to document their workflow so we know what is going on, what is right, what is wrong. And I didn't even need to explain, oh, there's a camera, there is a voice or something. She's like, I just have every one of them wearing this, and we can use this data to train new workers really well. Yeah,
I mean that's the exact use case that we're looking for.
Do you just want the video of this thing, or do you want to do other shit?
I mean, right now we're doing audio and visual. Audio and video.
Yeah, we support like there's audio, there's a video, there's voice input, there they can also talk with you. Yeah,
the training is interesting too. I mean, feel free, you guys can opine on some of the AI pieces, but I think the medium-term plan is to edit the work in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do identify something that is like the angle's not right, or the pieces misinstalled, like to inform the worker in
mm-hmm.
real time of that is where we want to be.
Yeah.
Like that ultimately would save billions of dollars of waste.
So the device could talk to you. You could be like, hey, double check that.
Yeah.
Ideally, there's visual feedback as well.
That's why you wanted the screen.
Yeah, I think the screen, ideally, would be nice. I mean, we're still, like, playing.
Is that why the end state is probably AR glasses?
Probably, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, the time horizon on that's long. Like, we're not sure. Even just notifying the manager that something's off is actually worth a lot.
Could you, you could still prompt the user being via audio, like, hey, double check that.
Yeah,
you could pull up your
sure.
phone, and the visual could be a phone-aided thing, too.
Yeah, even for now, like, so what we're doing right now is, like, progress updates, but there are certain progress updates that are more important than others. So even now, something that says, hey, you missed the, I know HVAC is a key thing, you didn't take a picture of the HVAC, like, go and check the HVAC, right? So so non-visual is also quite useful as well.
Yeah, and the other thing is, how do you think about how to build a model in the device, like,
describe the router, the app on the phone.
So basically, like, there's multiple parts to our backend. One is we have a trained router. Depending on your scene and your question and your specific use case, for example, it's like, oh, this component in the right size, and can you query our internal database to find like data sheet for this? And it route to different like backends. Some of those are like more like reverse search. Some of those more like query that met this person before. So we have a trained router based on first person view and video data, and also image sequence. So besides that, we also have like a phone agent workflow that Raj is building on, which is using basically a graphic structure to search for all index data, including location, people, conversations, audios, time, all of those, and events. And along with that, we're also training like a visual model that is that is trained on like action sequence based on the real world, and is able to understand if a person come into the room, leave the room, and I capture those cues. And we also have, like earlier today, we built a little on-device smaller model that able to do privacy filter and facial detections. So that is to avoiding, like, in case this person wearing this to the restroom, it stop recording. So it knows that some data should be destroyed on set, like on the device, not even uploading. And it also tracking the motion, we have IMU on that. So it knows if this person is moving or if it detect keyframes of if a person coming, if a person left, differentiate enough from the past frames. In that way, we know that the data should be like upload or take a keyframes on.
Got it.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most likely first use case for you guys?
Yeah. So basically, like, we're right now like focused on like a B2B2C sort of like prosumer angle a little bit. We're testing with a lot of initial like users. The three largest area we see have a lot of overlaps. One is like actually like just field sales, in-person sales. Another one is techies and entrepreneurs for like self-improvement networking. And last one is like conference and event goers. And there's also a huge amount of like people reach out to us regarding like actually real estate, like the three initially like the three inbounding demand to us is all actually in around real estate. It's like because they have a lot of visual information. Actually, back in college, was over 10 years ago. One of my first research I ever did in college was AR with real estate, with a professor cross between CS and civil engineering. So we actually like using like a lot of time like Beam server, like Beam to measure like as an infrastructure like a I write a CV algorithm to measure if the building is like moving a little bit and like to do like the angle of how long like the steel pipe is, things like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And so that is. I was on a conference and you go to CES, you go to TED, and you just like hand out a device.